We are studying Bala Sulam's article, The Freedom. We have reached the subtitle, The Freedom of the Individual. Rav, please.
In this article, we're learning everything that's actually related to the person's freedom, to the extent he needs to come out of his will to receive in order to receive, to what degree he can't exit it at all, but only for himself, and then to the extent that he inverts that to in order to bestow, that can be done only practically while he's in a group, in an environment. And then from directing himself for his self-benefit, he begins to direct himself to the benefit of the environment, and the environment helps him with that. And then while he does that, then he comes out more and more from the domination of the will to receive to the domination of the desire to receive for the sake of the others, which is called a will to bestow. We actually learn how a person needs to try and exist. So let's continue. The freedom of the individual in what? Go ahead.
Who's reading?
You are.
Please. The freedom of the individual. Now we have come to a thorough and accurate understanding of the freedom of the individual. However, this relates only to the first factor, the source, which is the first substance of every person, meaning all of the characteristics we inherit from our fathers and our forefathers, and by which differ from each other. This is because even when thousands of people share the same environment in such a way that the other three factors affect all of them equally, you will still not find two people who share even one attribute. This is because each of them has his or her own unique source. This is like the source of the wheat. Although it changes a great deal by the three later factors, it still retains the preliminary shape of wheat and will never take the form of another species.
Meaning, freedom, it doesn't throw us into distances from our source, but instead we can change in our, let's say, in our quality, to be better, to be more beneficial, to be more unique. But in fact, our source, our DNA, our spiritual DNA, remains as it was. Please read again.
Again, the freedom of the individual. Now we have come to a thorough and accurate understanding of the freedom of the individual. However, this relates only to the first factor, the source, which is the first substance of every person, meaning all of the characteristics we inherit from our fathers and our forefathers, and by which differ from each other. This is because even when thousands of people share the same environment in such a way that the other three factors affect all of them equally, you will still not find two people who share even one attribute. This is because each of them has his or her own unique source. This is like the source of the wheat. Although it changes a great deal by the three latter factors, it still remains retains the preliminary shape of wheat and will never take on the form of another species.
Okay, we have one question. Tel Aviv 3.
Hello, dear Rav. I wanted to ask, what is the meaning of the source and what is it, the first form?
The source is the first substance. It's like a DNA. It's the foundation. A cat will remain a cat. You can connect to that cat all kinds of discernments and qualities, but it will still remain a cat. There might be differences externally in its characteristics, in its behavior, perception, anything. But there is something that remains and that is unchanging, and that is the source.
Can I make it better or I take it the way it is?
No, the source only determines what kind of special species you belong to, you or anyone.
The source doesn't change?
No, that's what he's saying. That the source, all the qualities that come to us through inheritance, from our fathers and our forefathers, the difference. That this does not change.
Thank you.
And PT10.
I wanted to ask about the difference from the first article of Rabash and Bala Sulam. And now we're speaking of the will to receive. When we read Shamati, we read about things that we can do. We can just pray about it, like having an operation done on you. And here, it looks like you have a choice in a good way. I wanted to ask the difference between these two approaches, if we can say such a thing.
Yes, there is something here in something in what you're asking. But I don't even know how to approach it. It's something that's very it's very complex. It's from the difference between the source and the other qualities, the other factors that we can influence the other factors, but the source we cannot influence. Accordingly, we have an approach to society, meaning all of through all of the other factors, and also to the Creator, that the source is related only to Him. That's why all of our work is divided that way. Into the Creator and the group. Well, the group also includes, it's a 10. It also includes what is around of it, all of humanity, and in general, still vegetative and animate. So we're mainly dealing with the 10 and the Creator. Although now, when we're entering the conditions of the last generation, then we have a problem here that we also need to take into account all of humanity that is coming closer and closer to us, that will pressure us more because they instinctively feel that more and more that they depend on us. And we'll have to open ourselves and come closer to them, to all of humanity. And then we'll see where this point of contact can be, like Baal Salam writes at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Yes.
Latin 8. Querido Rab, si estamos marcados por la herencia de nuestros padres y no tenemos libre albedrío, podemos ser realmente.
If the inheritance of our fathers determines what we are, it courses us. We have no freedom of choice on it. So do we even have freedom of choice?
He writes to us that the freedom of the desire, that even though because we must follow our source and that is unchanging, but because we have other qualities in our hands and because we have a group, because through the group we can change them, because without the group we can't change anything. We are developing corporeally in a beastly way only. But if with the 10 we can influence the other three factors, that's actually what he's telling us in the article of the freedom, that we have freedom in being included in the correct environment, in building it. And by that, in reaching a state that every single source that you'll have, regardless of what it is, even though it's unchanging, that you can bring this source to the peak of its realization, that it will be great and special. It'll be unique in what it found in how it behaves as a special cell in the kli of Adam HaRishon.
Thank you, Rav.
After we connected, asked the Creator to connect us in prayer, then we discover that the Creator wants to fill His created being. And then there's another prayer. So we can connect to the Creator. That's how we also turn towards humanity.
Yes, to the extent we're included in the 10, and that through that each person is connected to other systems, then we begin to feel that it's not enough in the 10. That it's, the true realization is all of us being as one 10, all of humanity. And then we discover the inclination towards the general connection.
Beseder.
Global one. Okay?
Tov.
All right.
Ani chushev she ma'amar rishon.
I think that the first article about the covenant of the eyes and the covenant of the tongue, I think we understood that. And we need to do something about it. Talk about it throughout the day. And the article of the freedom, we only saw this one discernment, but maybe it's the main one. Now let's ask the women, and with that we'll conclude the lesson. Go ahead. Hello, Rav. From Latin 13, they're asking, is the source, is that our Rishimot?
The source is the main Rishimo, the main record that doesn't change. So that's why you can't say it's a regular record. We'll learn about it soon. We work according to the records. I don't know how to answer it. More.
Unity 3. What is the unique source for a person if all the qualities come to us from inheritance, from our fathers and forefathers?
I don't understand what they're asking exactly. Unique source. The source is already unique. The source means that there's something that doesn't change in me. As much as I don't turn myself around, my point, my place in the system of Adam Rishon is always mine. It'll always be kept and always be mine. I can't come out of it. I can only cause my connection with the whole system of Adam Rishon, with each and every one. And I must do it at some point. But I, from my own point, I can't come out. That is called that I'm always in my source.
Moscow 20, what is a personality in spirituality? Is there even room for that?
That is the source. A personality, meaning what's personal to me only and no one else. That is the source. My initial source. My initial source in Adam HaRishon. That's why to know that source, that we gradually reach it, it's to know how I connect to the whole vessel of Adam Rishon, all the systems, each and every one and everyone together. And then I actually implement my source.
From Petach Tikva, how to help all the friends in the 10 to realize their source.
That's what we're doing, even though we don't know exactly how. We need to connect as much as possible, be as precise as we can, with all the friends through the 10, and then between 10s, and then hundreds and thousands, until we include all people of the earth into 110.
Moscow 5, what is the source in relation to the 10, for the 10?
Each and every one has a source. And as we learn in the Freedom of Choice article, the article of the freedom, and a few more articles as such, that when a person finds a 10 and finds his connection with them, so by that he organizes for himself, except for a personal source, also a group source. And in this way, it keeps going. Meaning, every 10 has its own source. We need to see it. We have to reach it. We have to discover it. That's the connection between us and the Creator. And then we discover it, and we only develop it more and more until the system of Adam Rishon, that we, between us, connect and connect to the Creator, and it's a personal connection to the 10. That's called the source of the 10. And in this way, we reach through the connection of all the 10s with this general source of Adam Rishon, which is the first original source of the Creator. I think there are no questions, and we already have finished the lesson of today. I'm hugging you, and have all the best health and fortune on your spiritual path. You succeed, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. All the best. Song and go to what you do next.
Song and who knows what? I know one. One is the earth we all live on. One is a pulse like the beat of a drum. One is a pulse like the beat of a drum.
special place in my heart that'll never let us be apart. There's a flame that burns for us, a flame of eternal love.
Who knows one? I know one. Who knows one? I know one. Guided by a force that shines from above.
for us, a flame of eternity.